Hi, moms. I'm Becca Carnahan.
And I'm Marie Tremblay.
We're two mom friends and career development professionals here to help you answer that big question. What do I want to be when I grow up?
Just because we're moms now doesn't mean we're all the way grown up yet.
I know I'm not.
Me neither. And we want to give you permission to grow, change, and evolve as a parent and professional.
By sharing real stories from real moms, including our own, we're going to help you navigate the motherhood identity shift, career changes, work-life balance questions, and more.
Are you ready to keep growing up with us?
Yes? Then let's do this. Welcome back, everyone, to When Mommy Grows Up.
Welcome back for episode 7 already.
Yes, we are excited to be here with you to talk about a couple things. We're going to talk about networking. We're going to talk about being an introvert. We're going to talk about layoffs. And we're going to wrap that all up into Abby's story to kick us off.
All right. So tell us about Abby.
Yes. So Abby's going to sound very familiar to a lot of you who feel like you're a bit more introverted and have taken every personality test out there and it screams back at you, you're an introvert. And you're like, yes, I am. So Abby is a mom of two. She lives with her family outside of Boston and she's always been definitely analytically minded. She's much more introverted. She and her husband are very happy staying at home instead of going out. The kids are largely the same. They're definitely a do a puzzle, listen to a podcast type of family. And that's their jam. They're in their groove that doing that. And from a professional standpoint, Abby has learned that she should really just lean into her strengths here. So she's analytical. She likes to research. So she's a research analyst. And she can really dig into a problem, gather a lot of information. She's really good at it. Here comes the rub. The problem was that Abby's industry was going through some changes and there were some big layoffs at her company and Abby was laid off. So she was left with this feeling of, okay, I need to go find a new job. But this whole idea of going out and finding a new job is very intimidating. And
it is, especially when you're an introvert.
Yes. Yes. She doesn't really love the idea of going out to a big networking event. That's not her jam. It's not mine either. No. So she's trying to figure out how to navigate this inflection point to find a new job in a way that fits with her personality and her life.
Mm. How long had it been that she was at her prior job?
Yeah. So she was at that company for 10 years.
For 10 years.
Yeah. Okay. So Abby has not looked for another job in a long time. She's been promoted and kind of moved within the company, but she hasn't done an external job search in a while.
Yeah, that's a big step.
It is. Her. It is. So Abby's coming to us with some questions, right? Yeah. About how to find a new job. But let's just talk about layoffs first.
Yeah.
Before we do that, because for those of you who are listening right now, you might be in this same boat. Layoffs are super common. Mm. They happen all the time, but we're hearing about it a lot right now.
Yeah. And it affects your confidence so much.
It does. It does. And so let's just go right into that and talk about how it affects people. So this is Abby, but it's also other people that you and I have talked to that
it's have
experienced
layoffs.
It's sort
of grief in a way. Like you go through so many steps.
Exactly.
With layoffs.
So there's the grief of losing the job, losing the community that you've been a part of. There's the financial stress that comes with it because, okay, now I'm not bringing in the same paycheck that I've been used to bringing in. So there's that piece of it. There's also the confidence, like you said, about, okay, am I good enough? Or was it me? Like, why was I the one that was let go? And so often it's really not about the person. It's about a reorganization of the company or a financial situation. And they have to think about how they're going to make hard choices. But it's still hard.
10 years at a company, it's a hard choice to let someone go after so many years.
Yeah. The company, I'm sure, is not psyched about this. But Abby's going to be internalizing it a lot. And I don't blame her. This is real. This is hard to think about leaving someplace that you've been for a really long time.
So how do you approach the next steps for her when she came in? She came to see you after the layoff. So how do you approach this first with her?
So I think the first part that you just brought up about making sure that we're talking about the confidence piece of it is huge, because we can't just jump right in for Abby or for anyone who's been through a similar situation and say, like, okay, let's do this. Let's go find a new job. I think you need to sit with the sadness that mm-hmm. comes with it, the uncertainty, and just have a safe space to talk about that.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, because it takes some time to get back to your baseline.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whether that's, for anyone listening out here, if you're going through this, whether that is working with a coach or it's having a trusted friend or mentor that you're talking through.
Ask for help.
Ask for help. Please, please ask for help, because it's hard to carry around a lot of that sadness, that insecurity by yourself.
While you're raising young kids too. You have to keep like a straight face. You have to go through your days with going through all these stress.
But yes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, right, it's good for our kids to see us managing emotions mm-hmm. and dealing with hard stuff, but you're still, they're still going to expect you to like go do all the fun things too, yeah. even yeah. if you're feeling sad.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how do you make sure that you get the right supports for yourself as a person, as a professional, to be able to move forward? Mm-hmm. So that's number one. How do we just talk through some of these feelings, lay it all out there on the table, have a safe space yeah. for it? And something that I definitely like to remind people about when they're going through a layoff or trying to make this change in their career is that, yes, this is one thing that happened in your mm-hmm. career, that you were laid off from this role. It's not the only thing that has ever happened in your career. There are so many wins that no one can ever take away from you. And going back and really thinking about, what are those accomplishments? How have I made an impact at this company? Because you have. And whether that's at this company, a previous company, in your personal life, going back and documenting some of those wins can be a really powerful way to get some of your confidence
great
back.
Exercise to give them some perspective too. And it's not because you're laid off that you didn't do anything amazing during those
yeah.
years at this company. So it sort of switches the mentality about it all.
It does. It yeah. does. So that was really helpful for Abby to take a step back. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the bad feelings, the yucky feelings that come from this. Let's celebrate all of the wins that you've had and also reflect on where you want to go next. This is another opportunity to think about, yeah, do I want a company that's similar? Do I want something different out of this next stage of my career? And for Abby, she really liked her job. She liked yeah. being a research analyst. She wanted to keep doing that. And a similar type of company was going to be a good fit for her. So it wasn't that she had to make a huge pivot. It was that she needed to find another job at a company that had some stability for her and would really value all the skills that she brought to the table. So that's what we were going to do next, is really start to go into that job search phase.
So with Abby being an introvert, I feel like it's such a good time now to be an introvert, because you can do so much networking from your couch.
Yes. Yeah.
Times have changed.
They really have. And you're going to hear us talk about networking a lot on the podcast. It's a big thing that Marie and I talk about with coaching clients, because it is so effective. Mm-hmm. So many jobs come from networking and referrals. The number always is around 80%.
80%.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we need to really focus on building relationships as part of the job search. And like you said, Marie, you can do so much of this from your house with your fuzzy slippers on,
oh, yeah.
sitting in your robe. And you do not, and I promise you, you do not need to be going out and going to a ton of networking events in order to job search. And it might seem like you do, because you're thinking back to your college career fairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're thinking back to the time where you were putting on a blazer and going out. And not that those things are bad. And we're going to talk about being an extrovert too. I think that's there's so much power in both.
But I feel like these events are not going to happen as much as it did like 15, even 10 years ago.
They're really not. No. They exist. There's in-person conferences or in-person events. Mm-hmm. But there's so much that you can do. Sitting yeah. at home.
There are even online conferences now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you can be business on the top, party on the bottom. if you want to wear your, like in terms of wearing your sweatpants and stuff, and be on a video conference and talk with people there. But it also can be a one-to-one situation instead of a one-to-many. And that's where I think introverts really shine. Because an extrovert might be really happy going into a room and talking to a whole bunch of people. An introvert, it's not that they don't like people, right? Like they like to have their alone time to recharge, but they also get energy from one-to-one relationships.
Connections. Yeah.
And so that's one piece of it that we had to remind Abby about, and that we're reminding all of you introverts out there, that the one-to-one connections, I personally think, are actually where the magic happens in networking. Because you're talking with an individual who can potentially introduce you to other people. They might also have hiring authority and could think about bringing you onto their team. These one-to-one interpersonal connections make a huge difference. So that's one piece of it, that as an introvert, you can be really good at the one-to-one connections. And why are you good at that? And this is something you and I were talking about before we hopped on.
Yeah.
Right?
Because they tend to listen more and they ask the good questions.
Yes.
Whether I think extroverts tend to talk a lot, especially in uncomfortable situations like interviews.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It definitely happens. And this listening skill set, if you find yourself, you're a good listener and you're really good, like Abby was a good research analyst because she was able to lead with curiosity and she wanted to learn more. She really, really loves that work. So we just viewed networking as a research activity. And whether she was doing it online and looking at companies, creating her target list of organizations, or finding the people within the companies, that's research.
Wow.
And then the other piece of it, when she actually was reaching out to folks and having conversations, that was still research because she's using the skills that you just talked about with being a good listener, asking good questions, so she could gather more data. And here's what you do. I'm getting kind of excited right now because here's what you do with all that good data. When you have more data about a potential career path, about a company, about a role or a functional area, the more information you have about the problems people are trying to solve within a company or the way that a function works within an organization, you have so much more information to craft your pitch. Because when you know their pain points, you can say, okay, here's how I solve for those pain points. Here's how my specific skills tie back to the problems that you're trying to solve.
That's where her research skills come in.
Bingo.
So she did the work before, so she did not approach this as shy as she would have if the work hadn't been done before.
Yeah.
So she was comfortable reaching out to those connections at first.
Yeah. And you know, like, I think that's a good point because to be quite honest, she wasn't super comfortable reaching out. But once she started to do one or two, it felt a lot better. So she felt comfortable in the sense that she knew what questions she wanted to ask.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like she did the research. She knew the problems that she could help them solve. So the conversation had some sort of flow right away, right? Yes.
Yep. She had some good ideas about what problems she could help solve. She had some questions that she wanted to ask based on her career criteria of the things that she knew she was looking for next in her career.
How do you, because I wonder, because we always say that we have to shine in the first minutes of interviews.
Yeah.
How would you approach this with someone who is really introvert? Like the first few minutes of that interview, like what would be the first questions? Do you have any tips on that?
Yeah, for sure. So in this particular situation, let's stick with these like informational interviews, conversations that you're going in, you're talking with someone. It's maybe not about a particular job. Maybe it's more about learning about their experience, learning about a company. So one of the first things I would do going in, because you're not going to pitch yourself right away in an informational conversation. You're there to learn about the person. But you can still do kind of a mini pitch at the beginning. So let's say that you and I were sitting down. I wanted to learn about your experience working in creating podcasts, right? And I really wanted to learn more about that. So, and I was excited about using my skills. I'm just making stuff up right now. Yeah. Using my skills in marketing to contribute.
You're not making that stuff up.
Well, I do have marketing experience, but I'm kind of just spitballing here. Yeah. So what I might say to you, Marie, as I was walking in, and I would craft this for myself as an introvert, knowing that I don't want to do it off the cuff. I want to practice this a little bit. That and say, Marie, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I'm really interested in learning more about your experience developing podcasts. Based on my background in marketing communications, I'm really excited to see where I can make an impact as well within the industry, and really value hearing about your path.
Oh, that's good.
So it gives a little bit of a background. It's kind of a mini pitch is what I'm saying. It's not telling everything about yourself, but you're planting a seed.
Yeah. And I want to know more. Like,
you're like, oh, that's cool. But I'm also leading with curiosity. So I'm opening the door for you to be really giving more information. I'm leading the conversation in a way because I'm asking you good questions, but you're actually going to do more of the talking in this informational conversation.
Yeah.
Because I'll just keep asking you questions and you'll keep talking about your experience, and I'll say, oh, that's really interesting. How does your work interface with the marketing department? Or how does your work, how have you found ways to overcome that particular challenge? Everything I'm gathering is more and more data.
Yeah.
But you're still the one that's talking the most. So as an introvert, you don't have to worry about being the star of the show in this conversation. You need to be a great supporting player in the conversation.
That's your superpower right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The world needs introverts.
The world really does need introverts. And I want to just like shout that from the rooftops, but I won't because I'm more introverted. and I would rather talk to Marie here sitting in this room about this idea. But introverts can be hugely powerful for an organization because they are good listeners, they ask good questions, and they develop good relationships. And that's one thing I want to just mention here too, is that you don't need to talk with a million people to get a new job.
You need to target.
Yeah. You need to find the right people that you want to talk to based on your target organizations, people who are working in the functional area that you want to be in, or who have made a transition that you have also made. So find that connection with the person. Ask some good questions and then follow up. Don't leave this as a one and done situation.
No.
You can follow up and have further conversations. We just had someone, we were talking in our Career Clarity program the other day, someone who is amazing at follow up. And I was telling her this, that like you are the poster child of being consistent with your follow up. And she said, actually, someone said that to me the other day when I was following up on a conversation, because she did. She was reaching back out to people that she had talked with in an earlier job search. She was following back up.
There's one thing we were talking about with the community too. And you said that when you do a follow-up, you always have to insert like a question in the end, which I think is such a great advice because it keeps the conversation going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of saying like, hi, what's go? Like, it's kind of just more, when you add more of a question at the end, it helps people to know how to respond to you. Mm-hmm. And if you're a researcher, if you're curious, you're going to have a question. So if you're trying to think about how am I going to follow up with someone that I talked with a month ago, 2 months ago, without asking, hey, do you have a job for me right now? Because if they don't, the conversation just ends. Mm. Instead, you're saying, I was really fascinated to learn what this company was doing. I read this on the website or in the news. How is that impacting your work right now? Or how are you seeing that change the trajectory of the growth of the company?
Such a great way to approach people. They will want to respond to that.
People want to respond.
People want to help. Yeah.
And they want to help. And if they feel like they can't help you right away by hiring you, they're actually going to feel kind of discouraged and be like, I don't know how I can help this person. So maybe we should just end this right now because I don't think I can help them. But if you're showcasing that you are genuinely interested in them, in their company, and you're asking questions that they feel like they can help you with, that's where great relationships are born from. And to tie it back up here with Abby, that's exactly how she approached this. She was nervous. She was nervous about reaching out, for sure. But we found some people that actually went to the same undergrad that she did, who were working at her target organizations. We found people that she had worked with before that she forgot, had moved on to some of these companies. So we started with ones that were kind of an easier ask, reaching back out to people that just felt more comfortable. She had a prior connection. And then what we asked her to do was to say at the end of those conversations, after she asked about their path and what they've been up to and where's the company going, she did ask them, I'm actually looking for a new opportunity right now. Here are some of the key skills, my experience. Who else would you recommend that I talk to?
Oh, wow.
And that's where it started to really happen for her.
To snowball.
Yeah. People would introduce her to other folks, introduced her to a hiring manager who was thinking about in the process of growing their team. And she was able to get into an interview process from those conversations. So she introverted perfectly, right? She networked in a way that worked with her skills.
Efficient use of her time.
She did this all from the comfort of her home, and eventually landed another remote job, which she likes remote. She likes working from home. It fits well with her personality.
But she needed guidance through this. That's where a coach comes in so handy.
Yeah. So it was such a pleasure to walk with her through this journey and to see her confidence rise up again.
Yeah.
Because once you have these conversations, that's another benefit, I think, of networking as an introvert, is that once you have some of these conversations, you're going to find your confidence start to build because you're going to see that, you know what? I am a really fantastic professional. This layoff is just one little small blip.
And you do the process in a way that fits with your personality and you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
So you build up on those skills as you go through the process.
Exactly. You're feeling more comfortable and
it's
confident.
It's authentic to you.
Yeah. Mm. In the way that you're approaching it, you find that you're asking good questions, you're getting good information, you're getting good feedback about where you could see yourself going next.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all just like win-win-win across the board.
Yeah.
And that's why we wanted to share Abby's story, because we know that Abby's not the only introvert out in the world. She's not the only person who's been laid off out in the world. So I hope that many of you are seeing yourself a bit here in Abby and can take some of these lessons into your job search. Thanks for tuning in to When Mommy Grows Up. If you're interested in learning more about how career coaching can help you along your journey of growing up as a mom and professional, head over to BeccaCarnahan.com/free training for a free training on how to land a flexible job you love without giving up the flexibility you need.
You can contact us at podcast@nextchaptercareers.us. If you have questions, comments, or want to share your story for some coaching on the show. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review and make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. We'll be here every week with coaching stories and two mom friends in your corner.